Armed with a better understanding of their operation, let's return to the table showing configuration needs for currently available tools and recommenders. Jumping to a key takeaway, many of the configuration needs depicted on this slide do not entail editing the logic within tool or recommender code. Configurations which are related to recommenders, but which involve some external file or process, are labeled Other in this table. Little to no change may be needed for some tools, such as for the Flash Flood recommender, which in fact leans mostly on the FFmpeg setup to populate its fields. Others may function out of the box, but have associated behaviors which are undesirable for some offices. The RVS tool and River Flood recommender fall into this group, due to the hazards they issue or the products they lead to. Relatively superficial edits to the River Flood recommender's logic are all that's needed to change the generated hazards. However, it's completely external to recommender code to tailor the product formats that might be triggered downstream of them, owing to hazard services' fundamentally separate treatment of hazards to which recommenders contribute and products. Finally, we've seen that some tools, such as the Dam and Burnscar tools in Hydro IOC, will provide no useful output until local shapefiles and details on which they operate are contributed by the focal point. Though a substantial effort, it is important to identify once again that this configuration deals with laying the groundwork in auxiliary files and not in the actual Python code itself, which is fully functional and very unlikely to need edits. Although the most common configurations may not require substantial edits to the recommender code, recall that like so much in hazard services, all aspects of tools and recommenders are fully editable if desired.